Live again to Cleveland, ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky standing by to chat with us. Aaron, I need to ask about the buzz among you network correspondents and political analysts after Ted Cruz delivered that speech last night, minus a Donald Trump endorsement. What is the buzz among you guys?
Commotion unheard of in modern political conventions as this room erupted in boos and just gave it to Ted Cruz as he walked off stage when it became apparent that even in his fiery speech that had the crowd revved up, it would end without an endorsement for Donald Trump. Trump sauntered into the room as Cruz was leaving, seeming entirely unbothered by the lack of an endorsement. He clearly knew about it ahead of time. But for Cruz, it seemed more like an audition for 2020 rather than a time to promote anybody else.
You know, it was chaotic, it seemed, at that point. And then Newt Gingrich and Mike Pence took the stage. Was he overshadowed or not?
I think Mike Pence was able to reclaim the moment and steady this convention that really got angry and upset, so much so that Heidi Cruz had to be escorted out by one of the Virginia delegates, Ken Cuccinelli, the former attorney general, who told us there was some, you know, pushing and shoving and threats and yelling, and it just got ugly. But then Mike Pence, with a steady demeanor, very quiet authority in his voice, some self-deprecating humor even, won over the crowd with a very well-received speech.
You know, there is talk this morning that Donald Trump did get a look at the Ted Cruz speech before Ted Cruz took to the podium. So the million-dollar question this morning, Aaron, I guess, is did the Cruz speech contain a paragraph that did endorse Donald Trump and Senator Cruz chose not to read it?
The advance copy we were provided did not include such a mention, and Trump on Twitter said that he knew 2 hours before Cruz's speech that he would not receive the endorsement from him. The campaign undoubtedly knew long before that. Ted Cruz was never going to come out here and give a full-throated endorsement. Donald Trump called him Lion Ted and said rather undecorous things about his wife. It was hardly a surprise, but delegates really wanted it from Cruz. And as he wound down without that endorsement, you heard the New York delegation start to rev up catcalls of endorse, endorse, country first, and then the chants of we want Trump. And when Cruz said, I appreciate the enthusiasm of the New York delegation, that's when they erupted into boos, which ended up cascading around the room.
Well, what a night. So what about tonight and the stakes for Trump?
Yeah, you thought it was boring around here, didn't you? It certainly was a jolt of energy, and I think Donald Trump even more so tonight. He is able to now walk onto this stage and portray himself as the unifier of the Republican Party. If Ted Cruz isn't going to do it, if Scott Walker is not going to do it, if Marco Rubio is not really going to do it, even though Rubio said the time for fighting is over, then it's just going to have to be Donald Trump himself. And after a convention that at times seemed to slip away from Donald Trump with the whole Melania speech thing, the insubordination by Cruz, the dissent and the roll call, he can reassert himself tonight as the standard bearer of the Republican Party.
ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky joining us live from Cleveland as our convention coverage continues.